Thank you for joining us this morning. Good morning, you are listening to Inside the Artist Studio on 91.9 FM Neighborhood Public Radio at the Whitney Biennial. I am James Chimpton, a robotic chimpanzee, and it is my great privilege to be speaking with a Mr. Julian McCullough. Julian, it is all right if I call you Julian.
Yes,
Julian is a prominent comedian. Julian, do tell our friends at home a bit about what you do in the field of comedy.
I do stand-up comedy in New York and across the country.
Is there a website how the radio listeners can go to see your work?
Yeah, if you go to myspace.com, you can see where I'll be performing, and I am posting something soon, I promise, that is actual content.
Really?
Yes,
really. You use MySpace. I don't like MySpace.
I don't blame you.
It's too cluttered, but that's fine, if you like it.
Thank you for that.
Where were you born?
I was born in...
Julian.
Yes. I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What was that like?
I don't remember being born, but I assume it was very traumatic. And
tell me about your family.
My family is scattered all over the world, and, well, country. And my dad is a musician and tractor driver in North Carolina. And my mom, I haven't spoken to in a while, but she's in North California. And my sister lives in San Francisco.
What was your childhood like?
It was very lonely. My sister would never play with me, and I lived in the city, so I didn't have any close friends close by. So I would play sports by myself in our little backyard and be every player on the team.
Were you a good student?
I was good. Every teacher said that I got along too well with my neighbors, and that if I had more concentration, I would do much better. But that was early. Later on in high school, I totally stunk. And college, forget about it. I don't really remember college, but I graduated.
When did you know you were going to be a comedian?
I was 5 years old, and I was at a party with my parents, and this lady said I was cute, and I said, well, my mom said I could sleep over. And she laughed, and I was like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Follow-up question.
Oh.
Did you encounter a lot of jealousy about your incredible talent?
Oh, where to start? Absolutely. Mostly from myself. I am my biggest critic and rival. The thing with comics is they talk behind your back. You never actually hear what people are really saying about you. So if there is jealousy, I haven't heard about it.
Interesting.
I suppose.
What does it take to get a Julian McCullough excited?
I really like pretzel dogs, and I really like, I like easy listening 80s, you know, like some Lionel Richie, maybe some Belinda Carlisle.
What jobs did you have prior to becoming a comedian?
I was a paper boy. I worked at a coffee shop, and I'm trying to think if I did anything interesting. No, I just basically started doing comedy when I was like in college at 20.
Have you considered going into television?
Have I considered going? Yeah, it's definitely on the agenda. Thank you for pointing out that I haven't done it yet. But you know what happened was I looked at these other comics and they seemed to be on television. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to try that too. So we're going to see how it goes.
This program has many emerging comedians as listeners. What suggestions do you have for these developing comedians listening right now?
Stop now, because it's just going to be miserable. Unless you have an in, maybe you're Jewish, or your dad is Richard Pryor. If you're young and trying to only do this, if you think you have a backup job, then you're never going to do it. You have to just do this.
Tell me about your most recent performance.
My most recent performance was last night at Elizabethtown College. It was about 185 girls and 7 guys, and it went really well. And nothing really too exciting happened. College kids are very sober and giggly. They just giggle at everything that you say.
That's incredible. Why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? I was just thinking of one of the my own jokes.
I'm James Chimpton.
I'm sure you are.
In what ways does the audience impact your performance?
Oh, I'm very interactive with the audience. I love doing crowd work, and I love talking to the crowd. If I think they don't like something, I'll stop it immediately and go somewhere else because I'm just there for them. I don't really have my own artistic vision whatsoever.
You call yourself a comedian, but I consider you a performance artist.
Thank you.
Which performance artists have influenced you the most?
David Byrne from the Talking Heads, because he used to do a thing where he would shave his face till he bled and then play violin when he couldn't play violin with a dead bird on the end of it. And I basically, if you see my act, it's elements of that are in throughout it. I mean, it's I basically ripped off David Byrne's RISD years.
Please explain, where did you acquire that divine capacity for comedy?
It wasn't from my parents. They're not funny. I think it was I know. I was a new kid every year in school, so I had to defend myself since I'm not very strong. And I would do it with my rapist wit. Wait, is
William Glasser once wrote, "The comedic gene comes from a deep-seated psychological need for approval." Why do you need this approval?
It's not that deep-seated. It's actually right on the surface, and I'm fully aware of it. Probably because I never got enough attention as a kid, so then you gotta get it from adults that mean nothing to you. It's still... If you get it from adults, one adult that means nothing to you, it doesn't mean enough, but if it's like 200 strangers, it actually almost becomes substance.
Follow-up question.
Uh-oh.
Is this why you were hitting on my wife earlier?
Well, why did she wear that dress if she didn't want me to hit on her?
I'm James Chimpton. Well, Every comedian bombs. Tell me about the first time you bombed on stage and how you handled it.
The first time I bombed on stage was the first time I'd ever been on stage. I was so nervous I was shaking and staring at the ground. You could barely hear what I was saying. And I handled it by continuing to do those things until I awkwardly put the microphone back in the stand and ran off stage while everyone else cried.
Where are your favorite places to perform?
I like the Comedy Cellar in the West Village, and I like Caroline's on Broadway, and I like Helium in Philadelphia is a very good club.
Every comedian deals with hecklers differently.
Uh-huh.
Julian.
What?
How do you deal with hecklers?
Physically. I actually go into the crowd, and I if I see a pain...
Really?
Yes, really. If I see pain in their eyes, I hug them. And if I just see anger, I start slapping them repeatedly.
Why?
Because, you know, I'm not very quick. So if I try to go after them verbally, I'm going to lose. Despite the advantage of having a microphone and a spotlight, I'll still lose. So what I've decided to do is go in there and just slap them around or hug them.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Julian, tell us about new directions in your routine.
New directions? Well, recently I've been going left. Instead, I've been going right and straight for a long time, and I thought, hey, you know what? Hang a Louie. So that's what I've been doing lately. And
has your customary creative process changed since 9/11?
Well, in the wake of 9/11, I found that I will only do important material, you know, and that's why if I do a fingering joke, it's about the fingers I use most in my life.
Yes.
Right.
What has been your greatest challenge as a comedian?
My greatest challenge as a comedian? You know, just digging deeper, really, just getting farther inside yourself. That's been hard. And also, fat girls are a big problem.
Where do you go to get away from your fans?
Where do I go to? I can actually go anywhere, and it's not a problem. I can actually go to their houses and they'll just go into another room.
Tell me about your recent television appearance.
I would love to. My most recent television appearance, which I'm quite proud of, was on MTV's... I forget what it's called now. But I basically commented on reality dating shows. And it's one of my finest pieces of work, I have to say.
Simon, my youngest son enjoys Dane Cook and Hoagie Mandel. Personally, I'm not a fan. However, how do you feel about these contemporaries in your field?
Well, I was just having a brunch with Dane Cook, and I noticed that I am much funnier than him in real life. So, you know, I kind of... That's how I'm going to start promoting my shows. You know, I'm funnier than Dane Cook when we're just hanging out. Howie Mandel, untouchable. The guy is a pure comic genius. Never made a misstep, I don't think, in his entire career.
I disagree, but go on.
Well, you obviously don't have HBO, or you would see the brilliance that Howie Mandel possesses. And Deal or No Deal, I mean, come on. It's like it could go either way. You know, it could be a deal or it might not be. And he's covered all of that.
Which presidential candidate will provide you the best material?
I would say Kucinich. Is he still in it?
But isn't that a bit short-sighted? What about the health care plan?
The health care plan. I don't have health care. I don't know what it feels like to have health care. And hopefully I'm just trying to install a video game health meter in the corner of my mind that starts at green and goes to red as I get less healthy.
You may know with this set of questions. My old friend James Lipton, no relation, made popular 10 questions on his mainstream basic cable television program. Shall we begin with the 10 questions?
Absolutely.
What is your favorite word?
Sassafras.
What is your least favorite word?
Moist.
What turns you on creatively? Spiritually or emotionally?
The Office on NBC.
What turns you off?
The second season of The Office on NBC.
What is your favorite curse word?
Cunt nugget.
What sound or noise do you love? What sound or noise do you hate?
Hey-o!
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
You know, I've always wanted to get into law enforcement.
Why?
Because I don't have any actual authority in my presence, so I would prefer to just have it granted to me by the city or state.
That's an interesting point.
I know.
What profession would you not like to do?
Barbershop quartet member.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Come on in, we have a table already with Howie Mandel and Dane Cook.
Julian, where do you stand on the issue of evolution and intelligent design?
I think that I'm at the summit of it because I am the culmination of evolution and intelligent design.
You think so? I disagree, and there is science to back up my opinion.
No, I believe in intelligent design. I think a God formed us. Yeah.
I disagree, but go on.
Okay, I'll backpedal because I need validation from others. I'm into evolution. I think that we all started as chimps and moved backwards to humans.
Yes. Julian McCullough, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Any final thoughts before we go?
How do you go to the bathroom?
I don't understand. Please, Cole, you explain.
I'm smelling something suspect, and I'm wondering if you know how to go to the bathroom properly.
If I could, let me turn the conversation back to you. Julian.
Yes.
Can you give our radio audience your website again, please?
Yes, it's under construction, but my MySpace is myspace.com/Julian McCullough.
Do you have any upcoming shows?
I do.
Julian.
I do, James. I will be performing this weekend at the Comedy Cellar, and I will be performing next weekend at Stand Up New York. And I will be doing Comedy Central in the Park on June 20th with Mike Birbiglia and Stephen Lynch. And it's a huge show that's free in Central Park, and it will be televised.
Delightful. I believe your comedic performances are glorious.
Thank you, James.
Very sorry, it's time to conclude our interview.
Oh.
I'm James Chimpton, a robotic chimpanzee. Julian, thank you so much for joining us for this interview. Malcolm, please bring the car around for me, will you? Thank you, Malcolm. You are listening to Neighborhood Public Radio, broadcasting live from the 2008 Whitney Biennial at 91.9 FM. For Julian McCullough, this is James Chimpton. Ta-ta for now.